We are here in Grafton putting the spotlight on the community, and this portion of WEL Spotlight on Grafton is brought to you by Always Best Care Senior Services. Call 791-7177 or visit alwaysbestcaregreatercleveland.com, or if you're special, you can get Jim Bechtold to stop by and tell us all about it. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
You're wearing a button today. The end of Alzheimer's starts with me. Is Alzheimer's one of the major things that you deal with in your line of work and the services that you offer with Always Best Care?
It's a very large part. Probably more than 50% of our base clientele have some form of cognitive impairment from early onset to late stage Alzheimer's. And it's educating the families. It's making them aware of community services, resources that are back out there. It's letting the families know the journey that they're going to be on, which, to be honest, is not a very pleasant journey. It's to make them aware of steps along the way, what to prepare for, and I always say to set a short, a mid, and a long-term plan for this journey. I'm a certified dementia practitioner, so I'm very educated on the disease, and I believe it's the most insidious disease that's out there because of the way that it affects families. The person with the disease does not know a lot of the things that are going on. They have lucid moments, but few and far between as the disease progresses. But it's the wives, the husbands, the sons, the daughters, the grandchildren that go back through this journey that's probably the most difficult.
The awareness factor you mentioned, is it enhanced by celebrities in recent years who have come forward and said, you know, this is my issue, everyone from Charlton Heston to more recently Glenn Campbell?
I truly believe so. It's actually fantastic to help spread the word when you have people who are up front advocating and educating for the disease. The disease knows no barriers. Race, color, creed does not matter. Pat Summitt, a female, I believe she's in her 60s, just came out 2 years ago, has been a huge advocate. The one thing that the celebrity status tends to add is the on top of the awareness to solicit donations for the disease. Statistically, out of the top 10 diseases, it is the only disease that has grown in diagnosis over the past years. And sadly, it is the one disease out of the top 10 killers of people that they do not know the actual cause or reason for the disease. There is no long-term way to stop the progression of the disease, and therefore there is absolutely no cure. So anything that we can do as an agency to help spread the word, help spread awareness, is important to give back to the community.
I thought it was very poignant related to Glenn Campbell, that song, I'm Not Gonna Miss You. If you listen more to that song, you can understand the singer of a person who is going through that. They won't know what's happening, but it's the family around him that is the one that's going to be kind of suffering along with them too.
Exactly. One minute you know that person, the next minute you don't. And that's the way that it is. I tell everybody, every day is different. You're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. The minute that you think you have the disease figured out, you're going to get thrown a curveball and say, where the heck did that come from? It's truly, truly challenging. And my heart goes out to everyone who deals with the disease on a day-to-day basis.
We're talking today with Jim Bechtold from Always Best Care Senior Services. Talk about some of the other things you offer, how your program works, how people come to see you and take advantage of the services you have.
Our services are purely consultation to begin with. We go out and we do community talks, and people say, what are you here to sell me? I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to, again, let you know of services that are available. Our core business, we have three services that we provide. The first is non-medical care, allowing people to live safely in their homes. We provide a home health aide, a state-tested nursing assistant, to provide with activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, meal preparation, transfers, toileting. We can actually help people with their medication management, and even run errands or do transportation for them. We start as little as 2 hours per week. That can be covered by either private duty, long-term care insurance. We've been blessed. We have a contract with Veterans Affairs. We serve a tremendous amount of veterans within this area. Bureau of Workers' Compensation. The second thing that we do is we are a home care agency, skilled home care. So we can help people transition from a hospital visit, from skilled nursing or a rehab after a surgery or an acute illness. We can provide skilled nursing, we can provide physical occupational therapy to, again, help them transition back home to keep that quality of life. The third thing that we do is when living at home no longer is the safest or most economical solution, we help people find the most appropriate assisted living community. Transition in life based upon their changing lifestyle. So we take care of people in their 40s, back up to people within their back within their 90s. We actually have one gentleman that we're taking care of now who's a teenager. So everything that we do is to educate people of the services that are back out there. If you take advantage now, or you're going to need them down the road. So again, be proactive.
Jim, we often hear about cancer research, all different kinds of researches. What's being done with Alzheimer's?
Every year there's more and more studies being done. The one thing that's challenging is they don't know. Millions and millions of dollars are being spent to do the research. The one thing that they do know that it is the disease is caused by a mutated gene. They do know that it tends to run within families. It tends to be a familial disease, meaning that more females get the disease than males. It is passed down. The one thing that the Alzheimer's Association does ask is that if Alzheimer's or dementia has run back within your family, that you sign up and enter their testing program where they gather data, they watch the disease as early as possible. And that's asked for people back who are around 50, 55 years old to become involved in the program. There have been rumors back out there that it's caused by cooking in aluminum, certain types of things. A lot of those have been debunked. The one thing that is important is proper diet, a lot of greens, a lot of berries, blueberries and things like that. Fish with omega-3 fatty acids, things like that. A lot of diet can help offset or delay Alzheimer's. But the sad thing is that there is no solid evidence being done that is a long-term cure for the disease.
Our guest today, Jim Bechtol from Always Best Care Senior Services. You have enough people to be supplied to all of these people in need? Is this an industry where it seems to have enough people coming in and wanting to be a part of that type of service?
We are always hiring, and actually we have a job fair at the library tomorrow. So anyone who has home health aid experience or is an STNA, please stop over at the library tomorrow between 9 and 5.
And we're talking about the
Grafton Public Library, okay. right across the
street. You're looking at the library, right across the street. That must be the one you're talking about.
That would be the one.
Okay.
But no, I mean, to be honest with you, talent is always a challenge. 10,000 people, I'm part of the baby boomer, 10,000 people are turning 65 per day. So 10, 15 years from now, there will not be enough aides, enough nurses to take care of that senior population. So I encourage anyone who's thinking about a career, look at healthcare.
And you could obviously share the rewards that come with that, caring for somebody. And you have to work kind of with not only the individual, but it's a relief to the family to know that their loved one is in good hands and they can kind of take a breath from maybe that caregiving that they've been providing at that time.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the care that we provide is for the individual, But just as important is that respite care or that relief for the spouse or the family. Many people that we take care of, the other spouse is of the same age, has their own physical or cognitive challenges. So you have the challenged helping the challenged. That's why it's important to reach out to take advantage of an agency or other community services. Many times we say that the primary caregiver, who is that loved one, puts their self at risk physically, emotionally, spiritually, and can become injured themselves. And then you have a catastrophic issue.
Our guest today, Jim Bechtold, Always Best Care Senior Services. You can call 791-7177 or visit alwaysbestcaregreatercleveland.com. Or you can stop by, I guess, tomorrow, you say, for the job fair that you'll have over at the library here
Grafton Midview Public Library, yep.
Jim, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this
morning. My pleasure. Thank you.